Bez Hashem, as we sit together on Tisha B'Av, the first Nakuda, Ba'alam's trying to be Mis'ayrer and be Mis'bainin and make the day more meaningful. It's a tremendous Nachas Ruach to Hashem that so many people in Klal Yisrael try to be Mis'ayrer on this day and try to connect on a deeper level with Hashem. As we're going to try together to be Mis'bainin a little bit, to try to make a big change in the way we live life. You know, people think like in the old days, they used to cry. Tisha B'Av was a very different kind of a day. Do we have a chance to be Mis'ayrer, Mis'aleh from Tisha B'Av? But every dar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them, kefi their level. In our dar, Hashem's not expecting us to cry the way we used to cry. But Hashem wants us to think and be Mis'bainin. And Hashem will make that little bit of Mis'baininess, that little bit of thought that we give, should make a real deep change inside of us, and it's going to help us to bring geulais for Yeshuais to us and to Klal Yisrael. So let's try to be Mizbainin together in the Inyan HaDiyayma to really think what we could take out of the day and to get closer to Hashem. As the Mitzvah Hayom is Avelos, in the Shlach HaKadosh, and the Sechta Taina says that usually a yid is makabel ba'ava. There's a mitzvah, everything Hashem does. When makabel ba'ava, we say gamzu l'toiva. We don't usually sit and be misavel. Why over here is there a mitzvah of avelos? As the Shlach is mazber, vayis t'chois, that over here, there's something you could do with the avelos. There's a tachlis that's supposed to be yoitza from the avelos. By being misboinin in what happened to them, it's going to bring us to an aliyah and a tremendous madrega in avodas Hashem. As how do we do it, especially we're learning about things that happened many years ago, to see Eicha, it's what happened to the Zman HaChorban, the Kinas, what happened to the Zman HaChorbanis. How could I relate to that? How could I connect to it in an emotional level? As the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis is Magala, a big Yisoid. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, when he saw an Isha that was Boicha al Baneha, as he started to cry. And the Mashal explains why, because when she started to cry on her son that was Mes, it reminded him of the Chorban. He brings the Medrash in Eicha that says this. Mitzarech Bir, why did she... He remembered the Chorban when this lady was crying over her son was Nifter. Obviously, he was Nifter young. It's a terrible tragedy. What shaykhis does it have to the Chorban Habayis? So we see in this Gemara a very powerful Yisoid. And this is going to help us tremendously in understanding the Avodas Hayom and in life. Our Shifa for the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, for the Mikdash, is the Shifa for the time, Umocha Hashem Dima Me'al Kopanim. There will never be another tear. It's the time that the Simcha will be Mis'ala and Mis'raimen, to heights that are unbelievable, unimaginable, unfathomable. That's our Tshuka, that Zman of Gula, Mashiach, is, if you switch the letters around, Zokta Balaturim, it's Oisius Yismach. It's the Zman where the Simcha will be Nifladek. Now when we're in Golis, there's so many Tsaris. We speak about their Tsaris, but their Tsaris are a limud in life. Even though we don't have it in the same Surah, the same Eifin that they had Tsaris. But every Golis and every Dar, they have their Tsaris. There's so many children, a Shidduch crisis, is so many singles that are sitting, the girls, the boys, the tsar they're in, the tsar their parents are in. A whole year people try to cover it up, it's not a tsara, but it's painful. It really is painful. Problems in shalom bayis, problems in parnosa, in social pressures. There are children that aren't growing the way the parents wanted, the way the parents thought they would grow. There's so many different saras, rikshiyim, different things that we're not used to having that are becoming so more common, different challenges emotionally that people are going through in the dar. If you listen a little bit to the music that's going on, it used to be they sang about different things, the Jewish, and believe it or not, some people tell you the Goyish too. And everyone's singing about problems, going through hard times. Everyone has hard times. It's a shver gullus. As when we're learning about Echa, when we're saying the kinnis, this is the av of what life is about in gullus. Now, anti-Semitism is picking up again. Hashem is trying to send us a very strong message. Don't be comfortable where you are. You're not home. There's a better home for you. The Goyim are not your friends. You can't rely on them anymore. Very Italy, Hashem is sending us a very strong message. We see the amount of influence and wealth that people who are son Yisrael, they give shoychad and they influence the world. It reminds us Hashem wants us to be shoyif, to have a tshuka. We need to be back home with Hashem. All the tsaris that we have, everyone's going through. The solution is one solution. Oy lebanim shegalu me'al shulchan aviyam. When we come back to Kirvas Hashem, back to Hashem, as that will bring the Mashiach, the Yismach, the Gulais, and the Yeshuais. As when we're being misavel, what we're being misavel, oy vera mar, oy zaves Hashem. When you leave Hashem, when you leave the Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash is charev, it puts all of us into a matziv of oy. All of us in a matziv where we're prone to so many different difficulties, so many different tsaras, the different choilim that you see, so many young people that are going, being nifter or just in pain. It's so hard to watch, so hard to see the amount of people to daven for, the amount of tsar that's going on, people that are born with different impairments, people that are walking around with serious things. It breaks the heart. But Hashem wants, gullus is not Hashem gave us a patch because we did something wrong. Hashem is trying to show us, if you leave me, if you go away from me, this is the world. You can have a shifa for a better world, for a better life. And it's so important on Tisha B'Av, when we're betaynis, as the guf is nechlash, the koiches aguf is nechlash, as the dvarim ha'olim, the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Yisairis could go in at a whole deeper level. As now's the time to be Mizbainin Biyachad. We need Hashem. We need to be Mizkarev Lashem. Everyone to make its Chesed HaNefesh. We live in a world which is so demanding, much more demanding than it's ever been. We Pashit don't have time to think. We don't have time to be Eved Hashem. And many of us, beautiful Kfis Itin L'Torah, beautiful Chesed. But our pneumistic world, our regashim, Tashem, we don't have time to work on as much because our regashim are so taken over by what's going on around us in the gullus. We're so involved, there's so much going on, so many different nekudas, we could forget. We could not connect. As Tisha B'Av is the day, we disconnect from the world. We sit together. And we think, we miss you, Hashem. We want to be miskarim. Every person in his life to think, sinas chinam is goyrim chorbanis. What could I do? How could I stop the hatred that I have? And sometimes the hatred is very close to a relative, to a friend, to a member at work. How could I stop that hatred? How could I stop looking down at people? Or kol echad yodea nigis levavoy. Everyone knows what he has to work on, how he could be miskarev l'Hashem. But the etzim nekuda, the tshuka, we want Hashem back. We're davening for geulais, for yeshuais. So many people, the tzaras have overtaken them. They feel like, why should I even daven? Tisha B'Av is a time where we remind ourselves everything happened because we were away from Hashem. It says if Klal Yisrael would have been Beicha before they went to Golus, the Golus would not have happened. Now we need the Golus. Klal Yisrael was noiled in Mitzrayim. The Yisurei Golus that gave them the tshuka to want to go out of Mitzrayim and connect Hashem. That was the Leda of Klal Yisrael B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was supposed to be our Shpitz. But we didn't do it, Karai. as we went from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Yitzias Yerushalayim. Hashem's waiting one more time. We should want to go out of the Golus. We should want to be miskarev in an oifen that we want to be with you forever, Hashem. And we're willing to work for it. We're willing to make it happen. We're going to daven to you. We're going to try to do better, to be miskarev to you. Those feelings, those regashim that are so deep, that's the tachlis of the avelus of these of this day. That makes us reach heights of kol hamisabel al Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya bishu asai. The tachlis of the avelus of today is that we should be a part of the Yeshuas of La'asim Lavai. V'zeicha v'roya b'Yeshuas. Even now, we should be miskarev. Miss Allah and Miss Raymen. As Hashem Yaza, that the Hurei that we feel inside, we want to be Miss Karev. They should open our hearts. They should go very deep. And they should help us to be Miss Allah, to make more time for Hashem in our lives, to call out more to Hashem, to connect more to Hashem, to daven more for Gulais, for Yeshuas, for every Yochid, for Klal Yisrael. And Be'ezus Hashem, that Gavua, the deep, deep, deep reaching out to Hashem. It's inside all of us. U'befrat v'ador shalonu, every mashu is kol kachoshiv. It should bring Hashem close and bring Geulais for Yeshuais. And we should all celebrate together this man of U'moch Hashem dimo mi'al kol panim. And we should see simchais v'yeshuais g'dolais for everyone together.